Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Gather round, people, and listen to us tell tales of romance gone wrong.
Ooh.
Breakups and dating. Ghosts of boyfriends, girlfriends, and everyone else's past.
Horror stories of dates gone by.
Yeah.
Romance is dead and buried. Yes, it's good stuff.
I've got some sad stories to start off with.
Great.
And I want to ask you if you've ever been told this as well. So I found a list online on BuzzFeed about the craziest thing that their exes asked them to change about themselves.
Oh.
And I know that we don't normally kind of ask each other questions here, but have you ever been asked to change anything about yourself?
The locks. but as in we're breaking up.
No, like in the relationship.
Oh, okay.
I prefer it when this. So I'll give you some examples.
Yeah,
you can
I need
examples. So this is one of them. My ex told me that the sound of my voice annoyed humans and animals, so I should never speak.
Okay.
Right. So there's another one. Back in the 90s, I was dating a man who later became the father to my first child. His best friend, who was a girl, and I became super close. One day, she shaved her head, and he told us that he thought she looked really cool. But then he turned to me and said, I better never, ever, ever do the same. So I marched myself and our friend upstairs, cut my hair off, shaved my head, and I loved it so much I kept it for a while. No one will ever tell me I can't do something.
Damn right.
Here's one that makes me fucking furious.
Let's have it.
My ex said that when I didn't wear a bra, it hurt him because it was a sign of disrespect because as his girl, I shouldn't have other men looking at me. He said that maybe I wasn't ready to be in a relationship because of how I dressed. I said he may be right and I left.
Yep, good. Yes, great. Fantastic.
Yes. Do you know what though? Like, I'm going to, if just in case any men out there are under the notion that we enjoy wearing bras
yes.
are uncomfortable.
Yes,
I'm telling you right now, I am wearing a sports crop top because there are no wires in it right now. It doesn't hurt. The best thing I do when I get home is take my top off.
Yep,
and just like, and I'm not small boobed either. So like, it's like, bras are fucking uncomfortable. We don't, and also we're not your property.
Yes.
I know this is story time, so we're not supposed to be giving advice, but how I dress is no sign of disrespect for you, my friend.
That's right. You touched all the things I was going to touch on there, Liz. Tick, tick, tick.
But
your
I've,
girl, get out of
yeah.
it. Your
I know,
woman.
I know.
Off.
It gives me flashbacks to that time my ex was like, this is your bedroom's my personal space. Fuck off out of here.
So no one's ever asked me to change. They'll say, I would have got things like, can you stop doing that fucking voice? It's annoying me because I've been doing one impression for 10 hours straight. But no, not like
I've had
put on
things
a bra.
Like, I prefer it when you wear flats or you look prettier with your hair down.
Yes.
Just little subtle
yeah,
things
no
they've asked to change
it's
that
no
I
good.
Just, when I'm brainwashed with love, go, yes, yes, sir, no, sir.
Can I distract you with an awkward first date?
Please.
Here we go. Set your fingers to stun, everybody. I took a girl to play mini golf. Then afterwards, we went to my house to watch a movie. We picked a terrible horror film. I was so nervous, I sat on the opposite side of the couch in terror as I contemplated making the dreaded arm around shoulder move for an hour and a half. So this poor
I know,
poor
you're
lamb,
just sitting there and all you're thinking about is yawn, armor, yep.
I realized I messed up from the time he took to do anything. I realized I messed up and started walking around behind the couch, pacing as we fumbled through awkward conversation where we both knew what the delay was. I ended up leaning over the couch and kissing her upside down. leaned over the couch like while Spider-Man. She was sitting there facing forward.
Right, right.
It was horrible. No second date. Oh, so the poor lamb, you spend all that time just too nervous to do anything, and then you both sense it. You both know that one of you is going to make a move and doesn't happen, and then it does, and it's terrible.
Oh, that's just so awkward.
Little first date.
I know
toker.
That when I've sat in cinemas before, like, you know, when you're like on a first date with someone and you kind of like want to hold hands. I don't know, maybe this is just me. Surely this is not just me. You want to hold hands, so you just kind of put your hand on the armrest, and then you just start like, you know, like, I'm going to do whatever I can to draw attention
What's
to my fingers.
Here?
And oh, look at that. What's this? The palm of my hand. Oh, what's happening that. Here? Do you want to see the palm of my hand?
I've never seen my own hand.
I'm just going to sit here and stroke the arm of the chair and hope that you're going to hold my hand.
In this little movie theater.
Let's have popcorn right between us so that we can both touch hands so that we can. And the thing is, like, you, when you're doing that, you like pay attention so much to that you have no idea what movie you've just watched because you've just been like sweat beating on your forehead. Yep. Okay, so I've got a couple of quick stories to finish about of people who have, you know, shooting their shot, people who have had a go at people they're interested or had a go with a stranger and how did it go? So one of them is during a work training session that was a week long over WebEx, everyone was introducing themselves. A beautiful woman had a lovely smile and a laugh, and she had a Beetlejuice shirt in the background. It's one of my favorite movies, utter classic. I sent her a private message telling her that I love Beetlejuice and I like that shirt. And she replied back that she made it. I responded with, when are you going to make me one? She laughed, and we've now been together for 6 months. The relationship is doing tremendously great. Go for it, folks. Closed mouths do not get fed. We only live once.
Well, there you go. Congratulations.
Shoot your shot.
Congratulations. Well done to you.
There's another one. Guy here. I let a girl know that I was interested and she seemed suspicious. So I got my exes and my ex's best friends to write me letters of recommendation, along with a letter from the dean of my undergraduate college who had once expelled me. I was over 30 at the time. It was supposed to come across as a joke and everyone had a blast doing it. And good news, it worked.
Gee, you'd want it to.
Yeah. I wouldn't be that upset if that didn't work, but like I would be impressed with the effort.
Yes,
that had gone
yes.
to.
Look at all the extra attention and care to detail this man's gone to get my attention.
I have one more.
Great.
Several years ago, when I was on a dating app, I would get a decent amount of messages that would take up my time. I matched with a guy, but he didn't message me, so I decided to shoot my shot and make first contact. He was the one and only guy I ever messaged first. We've been together almost 5 years now, and I now get to call him my fiancé.
Oh, fantastic.
Isn't it unlike me to bring the hearts and flowers? But I just thought I had to make up for the horrible couple of stories at the start by finishing on some happy endings from me.
Oh, that's very nice. That's very nice. Bask in that warmth.
Shoot your shot, guys.
A little bit, everyone.
And I want to know, write in and tell us when and how you tell us how you shot your shot.
Well, you're an editor and I'm English by birth. I'm sure we'll get a handle
Please
on this English language.
Please tell us how you... ask someone out. There we go. We're just going to... This is what I do in editing. When I don't want to figure out how to say something, we'll just completely rewrite it. I want to know when you ask someone out and how it went. So we'll post that in the group at some point as well. That's
Please
Ghost
do.
Of Boyfriends Past Group Therapy.
Thank you for listening to our little mini-sode again. You're so diligent checking in with us every week to make sure we're okay.
We really love it. I've heard from some people who say that they're just like full-on only mini-sodes now because they don't have time for the big ones because they don't commute anymore. And I'm like, whatever you want to give us, we'll take. Like, I love our little mini-sodes and sometimes I'm very much of a pod snack kind of person, so I like a little bite-sized mini-sodes.
There we go. So we'll love and leave you. We've got to go. Go well about your day.
And write in and tell us how you asked someone out and how did it go?
Yeah. When you walk through an art museum, what happens?
You see some interesting things, you see some not so interesting things, and if you're like me at all, you're probably a little bit sleepy.
Well, grab a cafecito and listen up. It's Art Slice, a palatable serving of art history.
I'm Russell Shoemaker.
I'm Stephanie Duenas. We are not your daddy's art history podcast. We are both artists, so we look at art history through that perspective. We cover the artists you know and those that have been ignored for so many different reasons.
We look at the context of the time, we compare it to today.
We don't dumb anything down, but, and this is a big but,
hey-o,
we like to have a good time, okay? Nos gusta to goof around, all right? We have hungry pantry bonds that might startle you. It's a long story.
We feed them art materials. Art is just a visual language, so in order for us to interpret what we think it's saying, we hijack the work.
Right. How do you like that for an art heist?
Exactly. And ultimately, we decide if it belongs in our Art Slice Museum on top of the Art Slice Hilltop.
So if this all sounds good to you, join us on Art Slice, a palatable serving of art history.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
There are known knowns, known unknowns, and unknown unknowns. But there are also unknown knowns. The ancient and esoteric order of the Jackalope is a secret society devoted to unearthing and sharing this forgotten knowledge. Each episode, we take one of these strange stories and share it with you. No topic is off limits, except for the obvious. Available wherever fine podcasts are sold.